Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Finolex Chemicals Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala from FCL. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Inba. Good afternoon to everyone. Hope we are all keeping safe. Finolex welcomes you to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. We have already made the financial statement and the presentations available on the stock exchange and website. Hope you all had the opportunity to pursue the same. At Finolex, we have been provided services majorly in customized textile specialty chemicals, cleaning, hygiene, and drilling specialty chemicals for both domestic and international markets. Considering the environmental protection factors, we, as India's leading specialty chemical producer, continue to lay great emphasis on sustainable growth. Our joint venture with HealthGard Australia has been a great success. Recently, HealthGard received the approval from United States Environmental Protection Agency for our market-leading non-heavy metal-based antimicrobial treatment, HealthGard AMIC. This will pave the way for us to penetrate and grow the U.S. market and establish ourselves as market leader in this new geography. We ensure utmost care so that all our resources and efforts are correctly directed, and we are well spent to achieve capacity optimization while keeping employee safety in focus. I would now request Arindam Ji to walk us through our operational review.
Thank you, Aarti Ji, and welcome to one and all. Over the last few quarters, we have been able to achieve a significant expansion in our product portfolio with our customer core needs in consideration. Our all products have received good customer acceptance, confidence, and trust. We continue to explore new opportunities to develop related adjacent fungible products that will help us to manage and optimize our production capacity and inventory bottlenecks control. Our well-established R&D infrastructure facilitates and strategic alliance with all international tie-up like HealthGard Australia, Sasmira Institute for our R&D operation, EuroDyCTC Belgium for technology transfer and production of European chemical in Indian origin, is playing a key role, and we are constantly scanning the opportunity for such partnership going forward. We are also proud to active support of our top management, operational and service functions in ensuring to meet tight production schedule to cater to fluctuating market demand amid strict monitoring of sustainability parameters. Thanks for all your support too. I now request Sanjay Ji to walk us through the quarterly performance of our company. Thank you.
Thank you, Arindam Ji. Good afternoon, everyone. Our strong performance in H1 FY23 was due to our technical solution-driven sustainable product lines, product solutions, and product packages which we have been offering to our customers in textiles and cleaning and hygiene mainly. Plus our technical services, which has been a very important part in providing the customers the best services across India and the world, and also being able to meet the demand on time due to our ability to expand our capacities at Ambernath. We have just touched 1 year, not even one calendar year of the expansion in Ambernath, and we have seen great utilization in the new facility. The performance trend is expected to be achieved for the remaining period of FY23 too. The state-of-the-art facility at Ambernath will provide us the leverage and flexibility to provide quality and diversified products. We are also pleased to inform you that starting from 15th November next week, we'll be enhancing our plant capacity by another 21,000 tons. With this enhancement, our total capacity of all the plants together will be 104,000 metric tons per annum. Globally, specialty chemical industry is going to see an uptick, and at Finolex, we seek to continue to be optimistic of its bright future. The quarter two financial year 23 is yet another quarter of good performance consistent with the trends over the past few quarters. On the fundamentals of quarter two, our operational revenue rose to 1,343 million, which is up by 71% YOY. The EBITDA has increased to 250 million, which is up by 70% YOY, which is EBITDA margins at 19% approximately. We recorded a PAT of 207 million, which is up by 87% YOY basis. And so the PAT margins stand at 16%. For H1 FY23, our operational revenue increased to 2,700 million, which is up by 91% YOY basis. Our EBITDA has increased to 513 million, up by 109% YOY, and its EBITDA margin stands at 19% in H1 Financial Year 23. In H1 Financial 23, we also recorded a PAT of 410 million, which is up by 97%, and the PAT margin stands at 16%. Our annualized ROCE and ROE has been the best till now, which is today at ROCE at 31% and ROE at 36%. Our operational efficiencies have resulted in improvement of cash conversion cycle, and we aim to continue to focus on the same. We are also pleased to announce that ICRA, the renowned credit agency, has rated our long-term and short-term rating at ICRA A and ICRA A1 respectively. Our consistent performance over the last few quarters is thanks to our strategic alliance, and we continue to explore such opportunities in future as well. In the recent EPA approval received from United States is a case in point. These initiatives are part of core vision while keeping the best interest of our stakeholders in mind. Also, through increased ROCE and ROE on a yearly basis, we keep on adding value to the stakeholders. I would like to open for interactive question and answer session right now. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashish Rathi from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. In the opening remarks, Aarti mentioned about this HealthGuard piece where we've got some approval from the US market. Could you elaborate on that? What is the kind of potential in this? What is this product? What will be the timelines like? Should we be very excited about in terms of value for the overall company?
Thank you, Ashish. I would like to mention here that in the world, there are like a couple of biggest antimicrobial, antifungal chemical companies like Dow and DuPont. As such, most of these markets is quite regulated by the buyers and by the country's approvals for that. Right now, we have a couple of products which we had applied for US EPA many years back. I mean, I'm talking about in togetherness with HealthGuard Australia. So one of the products have got the approval. This is just a month back, almost month, 2 months back from where we are now. So after getting the approval from the USA government, then only it will be possible for Walmart and Targets and Turner Bianca to ask and recommend our products to their makers in Asia who are our customers. For example, right now we are already supplying these products to Trident and Wellspun. So what is happening is that the, let's say, Targets and Turner Bianca is the one of the biggest retail outlet companies. They have recommended our products, HealthGuard products, to these big makers that they need to use these products in their towels for certain orders. So this is the kind of excitement which we can expect that once Walmart and all the biggest companies have started promoting our product lines or recommending our product lines. So basically, we have approached the customers' customers also, and that is the good way to get more penetrations and more loyalty and sustainable businesses from our existing customers. Keeping in mind, this will also help us to expand our wallet share. These are our existing customers already, and once we get a wallet share, it adds a lot of betterment in our product services, technical services, and we can gain more opportunities with the same corporate textile clients.
Sounds interesting. Sanjay, also in terms of the surfactants business, you know, how has been the traction from customers other than one major customer which we have? Have you seen any incremental revenues from other customers?
No, actually, we have added a lot, many more customers too already. We are working with Patanjali, as we have mentioned. We work with PowerSoft. We have started working with Ponwandu, which is in South. We are talking aggressively to many more names, which we are not, you know, we will share the later data later. And there has been a good traction. There has been, this business is growing up very rapidly. At the same time, the you know, the cash flows and working capital in this business is quite, you know, a great benefit for the company as such. So yes, this is progressing as we have been going ahead, and we are very much excited where we are today. At the same time, while speaking to you, there are certain big orders which we are going to sign in this week, and after this is done, we may be able to come up and discuss more in details about what kind of orders and what kind of customers are we talking about.
Right, and last question before I get back into the queue. You know, how much, we've seen quite a healthy top line growth for the company in first quarter, second quarter, overall first half as well. But in terms of EBITDA margins, you know, we are still in the range where we are at, you know, 18.5 to 20 kind of a number there, despite the top line jump that we are seeing. Any indication on the margins going forward? Can we see some improvement here and by when?
As such, there are two parts how we were looking at. I think from the industrial point of view, for the last 45 quarters of being listed, we have an always an EBITDA margins from between 15 to 20 broadly in the last, from that's 11 years of being listed. And I think this is in line with our, you know, the general performance as such. What was more important for us and where we were also focusing 2 quarters back or 3 quarters back was on the cash flows and working capital. And as you can see, we have a significant improvement in the working capital.
Yes.
You can see that the working capital from 143 has touched 90. And this is just the beginning, I can say so. At the same time, we want to express that there is a new capacity expansion which is ongoing. And obviously, they will also have some revenue expenses towards it, which have been already on the books. While in the last 4 quarters also, we have been growing the company and having the new plant operations also in line, there were certain revenue expenditures which are already on the books. So as such, if you see with the growth, with the kind of capex we have done, we are fairly happy from where we are looking at it. And with the revenue increase also, we have made sure our EBITDAs are not hit. This is what we would like to express to all our audience and people today. So this is in fact something which I'm proud of our marketing team and our strategical team, where we have able to grow the business or the turnover and keeping the EBITDA margins intact. And at the same time, getting better cash flows. Now cash flows have from operating activities for half year has increased to 47 crores, which was last year less than 2 crores or something. So I think these are the two big, you know, we are quite pleased with the performance of our team on that line.
This cash flow improvement is on the basis of the surfactant business contribution increasing, or is it also happening in the textile business, textile chemical business?
See, what was happening, like we were also discussing with our investors, last year was a year in which the raw materials were quite a challenge. The supply chain globally had hit due to the freight shortage, I mean, container shortages, freight going up, things like that. So every company had to have more stocks, inventories, you know, things like that, which, I mean, that's the way. That was the only solution behind it. Now that things have come under control, freights are going down, you know, the raw material prices are softened down more or less. So the challenge is we have also reduced some portion of the inventory, plus our debtors, which were always standing at a higher number, which was, to be more precise, it was 116, is now at 71. So there has been fair increase, a betterment of 33% in the debtors receivables. So I think these are the many angles to it, which has helped us to have a better, you know, better working cycle this way.
Great. Thank you. I congratulate you on a good quarter and wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Ashishji.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Roongta from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. First of all, congrats on the great set of numbers. Still, just a couple of questions from my side. To start with, what's the capacity utilization as of now, and after the increase, where will our capacity utilization be?
So, thank you very much, Nikhilji. Broadly, our utilization, the volume has increased by 108% YY basis. And at the moment, we are standing on 83,000 tons capacity. And we are at the moment using almost, let's say, 66% of it. Going forward, there are a lot many exciting orders which is ongoing. And this expansion of 21,000 tons, which is planned for the next week coming up, this is going to increase our production capacity as well as we'll be able to have a good volume growth in the coming times. Broadly, we are quite excited with this as we have doubled our capacity 2 years back, and already we have got 67% of the utilization. And then we need to have this extra spare capacity always. Keeping in mind our capacities are fungible and we can use it for all the technologies what we are producing, whether it's for textile, for detergents, for oil and gas. We have these fungible capacities which are also helpful for all the processes, whether we do polymerization, we do homopolymer, copolymer, turf polymer, esterification, phosphonation, or whatever chemistries we are doing. So broadly speaking, this is the kind of, we always, are more comfortable to work with a utilization of 67% to 70%. At the same time, the optimum capacity utilization can only be more up to 85%, 85 to maximum 87%. This is because there are so many product lines we have. There is a SOP of cleaning and switching over to the next product line, which goes, you know, we have to spend some SOPs for cleaning and all, which cannot make so much optimum utilization. So the broadly 85 to 87% is the optimum capacity where it can go.
Okay. And if you look at the current quarter, our volume has increased by 110% or 108% to be precise. So this increase of 25% which we are planning over next couple of weeks, by when do you think you would require to enhance your capacity again?
Right now we are already anticipating a jump in certain businesses, and we are expecting another 30,000 order, 30,000 tons order, which is going to be coming very soon. So these capacities expansion is very vital for us right now. And the next capacity increase, I think by January, we will be able to in a particular position. So on that point, I would like to mention to all the audiences, there is a lot of spare space which we have in the Ambernath in the plant. And the incremental increase for the production will not take much time. And also the cost will not be significant as such. So any given point of time, we need only 2 quarters or 6 months by and large to have a next increase of our capacities, which is fair enough. So by January, we'll be able to work on where we are standing. And then from January, if we start planning the expansion, I think by July next year somewhere, we'll be having our next expansion plan.
Okay. And how much is the space available in the sense like to what capacity enhancement you can go in our new facility?
So with the new one, after this 21,000, also we have another 50,000 capacity which we can add in the same premises. Okay. So then we can touch almost a number of 150,000 tons broadly.
Okay. Basically, by just adding newer machineries in the same location.
Exactly. Perfect. That's the way.
Okay. And sir, second point is we have been growing higher than industry average over past many quarters. I mean, now 8 to 10 odd quarters. How sustainable is it according to you? And also, if I look at the margin, we have been maintaining margin at 18 to 20% odd level. So even at such a high growth rate, maintaining such a margin, how sustainable are those margins as well?
See, regarding the margins, I would like to mention of last 11 years of being listed, every time, every quarter, our EBITDA was between 15 to 20% or 21% broadly. And this is something, and in the last 1 year or 2 years, we all are aware about the global geopolitical situations which had its ups and downs in the last year, the freight problems, the container problems, the kind of in the beginning of this calendar year, the geopolitical situations, and again China again speaking up of certain COVIDs for the last 2-3 weeks also. So going through all this thick and thin kind of a scenario, our company has still been able to perform. So I think the underlining meaning or my message to the investors will be you can be expecting much better performance from our company from the industrial standards for sure, and also much better performance from where we were before. So this is what we have been very sorry for this.
So you might
thing.
Have to repeat the last
few yeah minutes. I will. So I was just talking to Mr. Nikhil on that part, and our message to the investors and all the audience would be that in the last 11 years we have been proven with our EBITDA margins. Last year was a turmoil for all the companies. A lot of changes happened in freight, Chinese supplies, global supplies, and again this year was also having a lot of geopolitical situations. By and large, if I can also confirm or say that our company will be much performing as usual, much higher than the industrial standards for sure. And also you can expect much better performance in our company itself year on year basis, quarter on quarter basis, not only from the EBITDA margins point of view, but also very important where the biggest challenge I would like to mention was our cash flows and the working capital, which has been getting much better. Also the ICRA rating, which has been much better and for us, also endorses that we are on the right track and we will be hoping for a better performance in the coming time for sure.
Got it, sir. So just last question from my side.
Yeah.
So we have seen you primarily being a textile and oil and gas player. Going forward, do you intend to enter any new chemistry or business, or for that basically in terms of diversification or any other inorganic growth? I mean, earlier we were planning for some inorganic growth as well. So going forward, do you anticipate any such type of diversification?
So yes, there are a couple of questions which you have given me. I'll just break it up and answer one by one. Firstly, we are not only a textile specialty performance chemical producer. Right now, our 40% or 38% of our business is also from FMCG, wherein our products are going to the FMCG companies for cleaning and hygiene businesses. This is something which has happened in the last 4-5 quarters or more than that. So that is something which we want to mention on that. At the same time, we are already having our FDA certifications for the plants. We produce our floor cleaners, hand washes, sanitizers, the dishwashers, toilet bowl cleaners, and other cleaning hygiene solutions. And we have pan-India distributors also for that, which has been sold to 5 liters to hospitalities and hotels and hospitals, way on. So that is also one business which we have, a vertical which comes under the cleaning and hygiene sector. So we always would love to be in the sector which has either the similar chemistry or in the same market, more number of products. Now I'll tell you the correlation of cleaning and hygiene and textiles. In textiles, like I said, I mean, I used to mention about the 4 processes of textile. One is the cleaning, pre-treatment. Then there is a dyeing, there is a finishing, and there is a printing. So the cleaning section of the textile is overlapping, the chemistry is overlapping with the cleaning and hygiene business for the FMCG and the detergent businesses which we are mentioning about. So jahan pe hamari chemistry alignment hai, we are able to increase and work on those chemistries and grow the markets more and diversify to different orbits. That is one approach we have from the product point of view. From the market point of view, like side textiles, in textiles what we have been doing and what we have paid us very well, like tying up with Eurodye, tying up with HealthGuard and other companies. These companies help us to increase our product range for textiles, and then we can get a better wallet share. Now that also helps us because we have already 100 distributors pan-India, and also we have technical doctors all over India who are attending and servicing the customers day in, day out. With the alignment of this, we have to focus on adding more products to the same customers, which we call it as a market approach. And also the new expansion of cleaning and hygiene is based on the chemistry approach. So this is the area where we are more comfortable. This is our core business. So we like to work on those lines only. Now coming to your point of inorganic acquisition, we would like to mention that we have already done an inorganic acquisition, our first international bidding acquisition in 2011, where we worked with biotechs and we were able to make this debt company into a cash-free company and things like that. We are again having a good cash on books, as you can see. And also our team is very much capable and more confident to handle more kinds of inorganic acquisitions. But we are very disciplined with our cash deployment and we will not be looking at any other business which is not our matching a synergy or a core business for us. At the same time, valuations is certain things which we always keep in mind before planning for or any discussions for any inorganic acquisition. So these things are there in the cards, but you know, this is the psychology which we have before we enter into any deal.
Quite helpful, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Bansal from AB Private. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. You audible?
Hanji, yes. Sanjay, sir. Sir, my question is, sir, with your business now in line, your team is working on it. Sir, what will be your new revolution idea so that you can take the company to the next big league? And my second one is, what is your guidance, sir, for Q3? As this, from June to September quarter, profits and revenue are flat. There is no improvement. YOY, yes, it's a very big achievement, sir. These are my two questions, sir.
See, apart, you know, we do not have any great, you know, great revolutionary idea which we can share today. But I think more important is not having the revolution idea. The more important is to do what you are good at and become the best. And this is our policy always. So whatever we were doing good, we are trying to become the best over the period of 3-4 years, as you can see. We are expanded to many geographies. We have lot of you know, exhibitions and marketing approach which we have started, wallet shares, having a lot of investments in technical manpower for the textiles and for the detergents and cleaning business. We have diversified to certain businesses which are now seen on your on our data and books already. So basically our ideas are to grow and keep doing what is our core business, making sure we always have a great ROC, ROE in line and have the best turnover capex ratios in the industry. This is what we look at. Talking about Q3 or Q4 or anything in future, I like to mention, like I mentioned already in our discussion now, we have been performing very well. The markets have been responding quite well. And we are very excited to take it to the next level. There are certain interesting orders which we are going to start off very soon. And that is also a good jump which we can expect in the coming times. Apart from the existing customers where we are also expecting a good, you know, increase in the demand. As we all know, in the last 1 quarter or 2 quarters, there has been general slowness in the demand globally. It's not about India or any country. It's a general demand which had a wavy kind of approach. However, we are still able to have the great numbers, I can say so, and improving our working capital, which has helped us to gain one of the best ROC and ROCE in the industry as such. So okay. I think this is the way we are looking at things. And going forward, we are expecting great performance coming up.
Okay, sir. Just in your balance sheet, I've seen in June quarter, sir, the purchase of stock, there is nil. And in this quarter, sir, it's jumped to some crore. Sir, can you please elaborate that thing?
See, actually, we are already having a great net cash flow of 47 crores. Correct, from the next H1. So there have been certain treasury decisions which keeps happening. I think that's not the important part. Always we used to have those kinds of you know, fixed deposits or such kind of liquid plus instrument from the point of keeping this cash for using for the growth of the company in the coming times. For the 21,000 tons also, we will be using a lot of capital to, you know, so these are the kind of cash flow which we need to maintain always for ready usage. So I think that's the point.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Sir, my question is based on the textile sector, which is your core sector as well. So, sir, we have gone through, means we have been passing through lots of turmoil in the textile space, sector, especially when it comes about the cotton. The cotton prices were very high. Then international Indian cotton prices were even higher than international prices. Afterwards, COVID came, like post-COVID recovery was very fast. Companies were purchasing at high value. So afterwards, again, orders from those consumers have gone down due to very high cotton prices. Then Indian...
what is the point? What is the question? Can you come to the question, actually, so I can...
Yes, sir. Yeah. So my question is, sir, among these type of problems, so how do you manage to get this type of, post this type of very beautiful results? This is one. And second question is, how do you assess the textile sector going ahead?
See, all the industries will keep having its own challenges. Some companies, some sectors will have, and textile has become like, you know, you cannot view every quarter to quarter kind of approach because there is a lot of inventory always in the pipeline. Cotton prices obviously will keep moving up and down. And a lot of European and American companies will keep sometimes increase their sourcing, sometimes might not. That is a part of the, you know, we are there for many decades. So this is not, we are used to that, I can say. I think what is more important for you to understand is the trust of the customers giving us more wallet share. And we are able to still have a growth in the turnovers and keeping the same EBITDA margins. Textiles, as we know, traditionally it has been a little bit, let's say, you know, slow in cash flows as such, but you can see the cash flow which we have posted now. So there has been a lot of operational efficiencies also. So going forward, I can say this is the kind of the operational efficiencies and the kind of strategies we have, technical solutions, performance chemicals which we are offering. It's not our products are like a solution-based business. It's not like a COA where the companies can replace our products with somebody else's product. It is not like an API or something. It's like a homeopathy solution. Once the customer is used to our product, they cannot replace it as such easily. So that's the kind of, you know, approach we have. And being in this business, we are working with almost all the biggest corporates for all the segments, whether it's acrylic, wool, nylon, polyester, cotton nets. We are working with all the biggest corporate houses of India, whether it's from, I mean, from Chenab, JCT, Oro Dyeing, Oro Textile, Mahavir Spinning, Nahar, Winsome, TC, Saluja, Reliance, Arvind, Vespans, Himmat Sinkars, Indocounts, Arvind, Trident, you name it, and we should be Baswadas, Raymond, all of them. So all of them are differently diversified businesses. And textiles, mein, there are certain places when suddenly there is a big demand for polyester suiting. There is less demand for knits and sometimes vice versa. So as we are balanced in all the segments, we do not feel that hit as such. And also, we have balanced in our product lines. We have almost 400 solutions for the textiles from pre-treatment, dyeing, printing, finishing. So we are not depending on any product line. We are not depending on any segment or a customer. So broadly, this is something which we had planned and we were always quite balanced kind of a sales approach we had. So we are not facing such, you know, any kind of hit from the textile businesses.
Okay. Sir, as you mentioned, lots of big names. So, sir, what I came across even a few days back, Arvind CEO was saying like FY23 is going to be a challenging year. So, sir, all the yarn companies, spinning companies are feeling this heat and order flows from them supposed to go down, sir. And it's already down, basically. So on that aspect, I understand like you have a very robust product profile, etc. But sir,
sorry to interrupt. Maybe request you to return to the queue. There are several participants.
So just to complete and answer that part also, meanwhile,
See, all the companies will have their own internal things. We are not depending on Arvind's or any names, whichever you mention or think about as such. And yes, obviously, when the textile will be in its best situation, obviously, there will be a great jump further in our businesses. So that you can, that can help as a bonus growth, I can say so. So, but let's say if you are considering the textile at the rock bottom today, and this is what we have performed, then I should be double happy with our technical team and our sales strategy team that they have done a very good job. So, so that's the way I would like to mention. But I will tell you the way you're looking at it is in a different angle. The way we look at it is a different business. What we look at it is we are able to reduce the TDS, BOD, COD, water content, time, temperature of the customer. We are able to reduce the utility cost of the customer. We are able to do a lot of joint efforts to and match the challenges of the customer. See, we are quite involved with our customers, I can say so. I don't think that should affect us broadly as such. And we are also gaining a lot of wallet shares, going to many customers. So I think we will be always selling off well. And if we get more businesses, the textile does much better than what it is doing now, it will be a great news for us so and our shareholders. That's what I can say.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Anirudh from AB Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, perfect.
Sanjay, thank you so much for the opportunity. I just had a couple of questions. Sir, you talked about the cost for the expansion that has already been taken in the books, right? My first question is there any further cost that we should expect in the coming quarters for the current expansion that has already been planned? That's my first question. And the second one is the QOQ, as in from the first quarter to the second quarter, the results are almost identical. So is there a material change in the product mix, as in have we seen a specific growth in some products or a decline in some products, or is the product mix relatively same? Because the quarter-on-quarter result, as I understand, is almost the same.
So coming to your first question, for the next coming quarter, the current quarter rather, I can mention that yes, there will be certain capex cost coming up on the 21,000 tons, but this is something less than 10 crores or 8 to 10 crores or something like that. That will not be, something which we have been managing. As you must be seeing, we are a debt-free company.
Yes.
Since many years. So that is, and also there is a good cash flow generation happening every quarter on quarter basis also. So that's something which I could answer there. And talking about Q1Q, in fact, I would like to mention here, there has been a rapid change. Like if you are not watching our working capital, and this is something which has changed dramatically for us, and this is something which we have worked upon. And yes, you can say there is a slight improvement in Q1Q basis in terms of volume and slight improvement in the EBITDA absolute numbers and things like that. I would like to mention that yes, this is something which we are quite pleased about. At the same time, we have a new capex happening, for which also there is some certain manpower additions and revenue expenses which are already on the books as such in the quarter two. This is something, from the quarter one and quarter two, this is something which we have been doing. There is a great excitement and we are very enthusiastic with the kind of response we are getting for the customers for the future. And at the same time, the detergent business is shaping up and looks to be very much promising, the FMCG business I am talking about. So that is also adding up, and also we have touched almost 38% of our business through that. So this is something which we are very proud about. As such, in the last one or two quarters, we all are aware about there has not been a great jump in the demand in most of the businesses in terms of volumes or requirements. So however, due to our great wallet share increase and other product lines increase, we are still able to do a very good job on that. And if you see the year-on-year growth, as you also mentioned, we have been having another 90% growth. So if you notice from last six quarters, last year, quarter two, 60% growth, quarter three, 81, quarter four, 84, quarter one, 115, and now also we are at 90% growth. So I think in the last 1.5 to 2 years, our team has done the best thing.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Pavan Mehta from GK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, as you mentioned, my question is regarding your FMCG business. As you mentioned that you have been supplying it to various hospitality sector players and B2B companies and brands over there. So what is the proportion of the branded with FMCG under FMCG business? What is the proportion of hospitality and the other business?
Okay. So I take it as your only question. So grossly, you can say the ratio is like 2:1. Two is textiles, one is the FMCG business.
No, sir. Actually, my question is under the FMCG business, the non-textile business. So we are supplying directly to the branded FMCG companies like Patanjali, etc. And
Yeah.
we are also selling under our own brand. So what is
Yeah.
the mix of the that
There is a
under?
difference. No. I got your point. Let me, once again, touch this point. It's an important explanation. So basically, when we are supplying to, in our brand, to the small packing, like 5 kilos or 20 kilos of the hospitals and hospitalities, it's a product which is directly usable. But when we are supplying our products to the detergent FMCG companies, we are not giving this product as such. So it is not a job work. It is not a labor job business where they are branding it. They are using it as a raw material to improve their product, and their product is being sold to the in the FMCG market as an FMCG product. So
Okay.
there are two different things. One is a B2B product line, which we are providing to these detergent companies as a solution providing for better cleanliness and efficiency in their products, which they add it in their product and sell it to the market. And then the other one is we have our ready product also at the same time. This is the point.
Okay, and what is the revenue of the same that we are supplying to FMCG companies?
Like I said, you can say the total revenue of the company, you can say one third of it, average 35%, you can say, is from the cleaning and hygiene businesses.
Okay, got it. And
Thank
sir,
you.
coming to our expanded capacity, 21,000 ton, which will be expanding next week. So by when can we expect full utilization, and what will be the total revenue possibility after that?
See, right now we just started the plant last November, December 21. And in 1 year, we are able to use, and that was doubling the capacities, and we have already, as of today, we have touched 66% of the utilization. And going forward, there are a lot of exciting orders which we are seeing. I think the right time to answer this would be to, by next month end, we can have a better answer on it as such. However, to just give you a ballpark number, I think after getting this capacity and this kind of order, I think we should, with the added capacity also, we should be touching 70%. That is what we are looking at right now.
Okay, so H2 will be far better than the H1.
Oh, definitely. That is for sure. If that is the point, I mean, that was your question, not only for cleaning hygiene, but I can say you broadly also. And always, if you can see most of our numbers and balance sheets and businesses, always the H2s are much better than the H1s. There is no doubt about it.
Any guidance on the revenue growth for the FY23?
I will refrain from giving any forward-looking statements, but I just said in all the quarters, you can see in the last 7 quarters, we have done a averagely increase of 85%, broadly 60, 81, 84, 115, 90. So if you consider that way, you will get your math and then, something like this, which you can look at.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vinayak Mohta from Stallion Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just had this question. So broadly, this year you are already at a run rate of somewhere around 500 to 600 crores, with your PAT touching anywhere between 80 to 90 crores, depending upon how H2 is going to be, given you mentioned that it's going to be better than H1. So just wanted to, broadly understand how are we looking ourselves in maybe, FY25 or 26, because these 2 years were years of very high growth period. So given you've always talked about, having a large opportunity size in front of you, how do you look yourself out in the next, 2 to 3 years? What kind of growth and, is any possibility of margin expansion that might flow through?
See, I would like to break this question again up. Coming to the margin expansions, I think
Broadly, we have been working at 18%-20% on and off in most of the quarters, in the last few quarters especially. So I think that is a good guideline, because at the same time, there will be a lot of CapEx expansions which we'll be doing. And CapEx will not only have production CapEx or capital thing, there is a lot of revenue increase also, which we need to have for the manpower, for the team members and things like that. At the same time, there will be a lot of sales promotion expenses which are already being incurred, and that is also being debited to the revenue accounts as such. So going forward, that should be a good earmark, 18%-20% on a longer term basis. Going forward, our team definitely aspires to be one of the leading specialty chemical companies. And what we mean by specialty is also having a good EBITDA. And this is something which we are looking at. And if we are, you know, I would not be surprised if we touch a good turnover in the coming years. And we will should be, you know, in turnover, we should touch 1,000 crores kind of a company very soon. So this is what we are aspiring, and we are quite confident to reach. And only the concern is how fast we can reach. This is what we are working upon.
Understood. But a 30% growth rate is something we can work around with going forward, like post FY22.
Yeah, I think in the last so many last 2-3 years, we have been able to, you know, perform very well.
Much faster.
I think
Yeah.
it's gonna get better, because what happens, let me tell you how textile moves or how detergent moves or how any business moves, is firstly, you need to set your grounds inside, and once you have certain loyal customers and a name spreading and a reputation, you know, then the next thing becomes much easier. It's the same for maybe for all the businesses, whether it's an investment business or I think, you know, most of the businesses needs you know, introduction and things like that. So in the cleaning FMCG business, we have just started it a couple of years back, and this has paid dividends as such. So I think this is something which we all should be very excited and happy about, where we have touched now.
Understood. One last question. What are the risks that you see to the business? You know, like something that might hamper or, you know, restrict the growth in the short term, maybe not impacting things in the long run. What are the risks that you see to the business?
Oh, well, as such, most of the risk which we were which we call as risk has already happened. So we have sailed by that also. There was a risk of China. There was a risk of COVID, the Chinese suppliers. That happened. We could do much better last year. There was a risk of containers not coming, supply chain distortion. That also happened. Crude oil jumping up. That also happened. Geopolitical situations in Russia, European companies not doing good, things like that. I think most of the risk has really converted into reality in the past. So I think I don't have any more risk. If we are able to sail through all these kinds of risks, I think the future has to be only better. So as such, I do not have anything to mention about. And the only thing is, yeah, that's the point. Everything is,
Understood.
We have tasted everything by now.
Understood. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you so much, and all the best for the
Thank you so much.
conversation. Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, our vertical structure is similar to our listed peers with the hygiene and textiles, and understood that the chemistry helps you to go from textile to surfactants. But even in the hygiene part, would we differentiate from the peers like we do in the textile bit? And is the approach of solution-based business, does that approach apply to hygiene as well?
See, hygiene has many things. It's not only antimicrobials, but it also has the cleaning and sanitizers and solvents and detergents and surfactants, which are going for the textile pretreatment process also. So there is a lot of synergy on that line, and most I can say almost 95% synergy is there in the product line. There is a minor modifications which we require for the cleaning and hygiene businesses, which is mainly typically perfumated or certain kinds of, and you know, the viscosity and the eye level kind of marketing in cleaning and hygiene. Broadly, it is definitely overlapping from the chemistry point of view.
So that was actually not my question. I wanted to understand that, say, if we compare the hygiene business to our peers, is so would that likely differentiate in the textiles business, with there being a more volume base and ours being solution-based, would that approach also apply to the hygiene vertical, or you would have a fair share of overlap on that?
No, that won't apply as such. Yes, in textiles, we are more a solution-based business. We are not. In textiles also, there are a lot of textile chemical companies in also in the listed space, which are not be looking at EBITDA margins and specialty natures. From where we are, we believe specialty means something which has a higher EBITDA. That's the way we look at it. And if a company is not having great EBITDA, that means it's not a special chemical. Whereas our businesses and product lines are very much, we are very sure we are providing technical solutions, sustainable solutions, and also being helping the consumers to achieve their goals in textiles I'm referring about. So there we have an upper edge over any textile chemical company, and we are doing much better in terms of EBITDA margins and positioning our company as such. That's one. Now comparing this to the cleaning and hygiene. Now cleaning and hygiene business, we cannot expect a great differentiation in comparison to, let's say, Diversey or any such kind of a big multinational company, because broadly most of the companies will have their own, you know, the aloe vera touch or the you know, the vanilla flavor, the air fresheners. This is what most of the companies will do have. Obviously there will be some differentiation in terms of performance or some perfumes or certain fragrances or durability, but that is not a great, I can sort of say that can be a great edge over it as such. But yes, your performance is something which all the companies do respect about, and then once your company is more efficient, you can have a better, you know, price control on your costing, and you can be more competitive in the market. That also does help sometimes.
Understood, sir. And you mentioned about the B2B part of hygiene to an earlier participant. So if we compare that to a surfactant company rather than an FMCG company, like say Galaxy, for instance, would we be competing with them on the on product level, or we would be at a precursor level to even their products?
Yeah, I would like to mention, even in the cleaning and hygiene, we are not having a COA-driven business as such. Now, what Galaxy does, they have products for FMCG and personal care and things like that, but their products are still of chemistry which is declared enough and which has a COA. Whereas our B2B business in the cleaning and hygiene is not a COA-driven business. The performance is like an additive. It's like a performance boosters, which we are selling to Patanjali, which we are selling to, you know, the good names which we are working with, Wash Triple X, Ghadi, and all these big companies. So these are the areas where they are looking at the performance. They do not care much about the, you know, the COA of it or what is the chemistry behind it. Broadly, it's okay. But then there is a big difference between, I can say, the product lines, which, you know, how do we categorize it. But let me also mention, there are not too big a difference on the, you know, there are certain products which obviously they must be also doing, but some places where we are also doing ourselves and our customers are more pleased with our performance. I can say so.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jinesh Dilip Gala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, management, for a good set of numbers. As in the opening remarks, management said that they are into capacity expansion. So what will be the debt and the equity ratio for such capital expansion? And we have a MOU with Eurodye. So it's a long-term agreement or a short-term agreement? And what are the probable threats to the company in the near and future terms in terms of competition and market disruption, if any?
Okay, actually you have asked three questions. Let me try to quickly reply to them. As a debt, we are debt-free company since many, many years, and there is a good internal accruals over it. So as such, there will be no debt used for the expansion. That is one. The tie-up with Eurodye is a long tie-up. It is a buy tie-up. Actually, we are also making some products for them in India for the Indian markets and overseas. At the same time, we are supplying to them also certain products in Europe for the European markets. So it's something which is like we are bonded with each other. And going forward, I think, as you know, Europe is not going to sustain for manufacturing in future. The plan would be to bring the entire Eurodye business to India itself and run it in our operations. This is what is our one of the strategies we have in mind, and that's something we are working upon, and that's something which we will achieve very soon, I think so, in the coming calendar year. So that is one. Now, threats as such, I think most of the threats and risk, everything we have tested in the last 6-7 quarters, there cannot be any more risk, hidden risk, because all the hidden risks are already open. And so I think we are already geared up for bearing up any more risk. I can only assure all the participants, our performance of Finotex will be much better than the industrial standards by and large. And also, we will be keep achieving much higher goals and achievements in the coming times. This is all I can tell all of participants today. And I would like to hand it over to Inba for her remarks. And I think, Inba, can you take it from here?
Thank you very much, sir. So that was the last question. Well, that brings us to the end of today's question and answer session, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Finotex Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines now. Thank you.